This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's get right to it. It's pipe bomb time. The stories from this past week, the big stories, the charts for the week of October 22nd to the 26th on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn. Jennifer from the DJV program and Rich from points north, south, east, and west. He knows as much as there is to know. And we'll tell you that anytime you ask him. Richie, how smart are you?
Not very. Depends on the topic.
No. Aw, don't say that.
I have my moments.
Yes, you do. All right, let's go through the top 10 stories. I'm going to go through the list. Don't stop me, because that's where we get into trouble.
Exactly.
At number 10, the Red Sox are going to win the World Series.
Oh,
number 9.
You know what? I am stopping you. I was just...
Jennifer's from Los Angeles. I'm from Boston. At least the Dodgers don't suck like the Yankees do. Next, the diagnosis of Sandra Day O'Connor having dementia is number 9. Number 8, the United States threatens the INF treaty. Number 7, the Mega Millions jackpot. Number 6, gender definition. Huh? But because of the bathroom stuff? Yeah, all right, I guess. Khashoggi murder aftermath, number 5. Financial markets and what's going on in the housing industry. Look out for that one, number 4. That migrant caravan, number 3. Midterm elections, number 2. And the mail bombs, number 1. Somewhere in there is Megyn Kelly, I think, probably.
Number 7.
A survey extra.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right, the survey. Well, at this point... her career is over, and I think that may be the whole business
so
leading
silly.
Up to it. Yeah.
Can we start there?
Yeah.
You want to start there?
Yeah, go ahead. Because I'm behind on this story, and I know that she basically got fired because she defended blackface on her show.
You know, yeah. She didn't even defend it.
But that's what I want to know, because I want to go watch the segment, and I want to see what all the hype is about.
It was so innocent. It, like, fell out of her mouth. And I'll tell you where I think she got into trouble. And our friend Kara was kind of pointed this out to me. But she said they were talking about the Real Housewives of New York, and they were talking about a woman on that show who dressed up as Diana Ross. And as part of her costume, she darkened her face, like, with bronzer and highlighter. And so they were talking about this, an all-white panel. I think Melissa Rivers was there, a few other people on the panel. What's her name? Even the president's daughter, I think, was there. Jenna Bush, maybe, was on the panel. And so Megan said, I don't understand when that became bad. She said, when I was a kid, as long as you weren't making fun of someone, it was part of the costume, sort of. And it fell out of her mouth. It was innocent. And I think what got her in trouble is she said, when I was a kid, it was okay. And somehow that seemed to be that she lacked understanding of minstrel shows and Amos and Andy and all of the terrible stuff that I think a lot of us understand, but still go, gosh, at Halloween, everybody's getting if you're not making fun of somebody, if you're actually putting on a costume and you're admiring Diana Ross, isn't it worse to to make a right. version of Diana Ross?
So let's
Ross?
Deal with the
know.
Reality.
She's so silly.
The reality is that she never belonged in NBC. She wasn't liked at NBC, and they've been gunning for her like they're looking for OJ.
The check,
let's hang her
an exit
on.
Check for $69 million.
Yeah. See you later.
Congratulations, Megyn Kelly. You hit the jackpot.
Look, it wasn't the smartest, most sensitive thing to say, but I think we can use these opportunities as teachable moments. Instead of slapping someone down, have a national discussion about why what she said was insulting to some people. We miss these moments where we slap people like they're 6-year-old children instead of just... having an adult conversation and talking through our misunderstandings about people.
There's a hello here.
Weird. And I'm no fan of hers. I'm not defending her, but...
No, you don't have to defend her. I'm not either,
silly.
But I think
it's silly.
That she got wrapped up in something. She got too big for her britches, and you know, the folks at CAA got her a good job and a good paycheck, so now she should enjoy it and go start a business of her own someplace.
That's kind of what I'm confused about. When did we go to this this thing where whenever you get fired from a job, you walk away with just buttloads of money?
I know.
The guy from Google this week got fired. He got like $90 million.
Fire me.
He gets fired. He gets $69 million. Hey, Doug, fire me, please. Mm-hmm. I need the check.
Yeah, I know.
It's true.
So you have a hard time getting that kind of dough out of me, Richie.
You'll owe me.
Yeah, right. I'm taking an IOU.
Right. I'm good with that.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of money, number seven, the Mega Millions jackpot, $1.6 billion. And the winner, I've not seen an identity on this winner, came from South Carolina.
And you won't.
Good.
Who in their right mind would give up their name when they walk into $1 billion? Yeah.
Yeah, good.
You have
that's
everybody
smart.
Knocking on your door.
There were a number of winners of $1 million around the country. One of them was here in Massachusetts, a woman who was a nurse that she went into a convenience store. She and her husband, just a lark, they got a quick pick. And they actually got five of them. So she went home and they put it on the kitchen counter and forgot about it. And then, for some reason or other, her husband looked at it on the night of the drawing. And he said, look at the first number. They had all the numbers, but they weren't in the right order. See, I learned something this week. I didn't know you could win if you had all the numbers, even if they aren't in the right order. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I may have won, I could have won $15, $20 million myself, Richie, over the years.
You've probably thrown away winning tickets during your lifetime.
Probably have.
Your whole life could be different.
Yes.
And you've missed the opportunity. Did you hear about the elderly gentleman that went out to buy a ticket, fell down on his way to the store, broke his hip, went to the hospital. The nurses and the surgery felt sorry for him. The hospital ward had all chipped in and bought, a couple hundred dollars worth of tickets. They said, you can come in on our ticket, and they won.
Mm-hmm.
100 people combined for $1 million, and this guy won it.
Good.
He's part of it, part of the winning
Sweet.
Thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of great stories, even though there's some tragic stories. People lose it when they get that much money. They don't know what to do, and they go bananas if they're not very sophisticated. But there are a number of people who have been fairly sophisticated, took that money, invested it well, and will live, and their families beyond this family will live well forever. And so there are good stories and bad stories to this. Under the circumstances, though, the smart thing is you win this kind of dough, you don't tell anybody. You just keep,
show up for work the next
day. Hire your own plane quietly and take a trip somewhere.
Right.
Now, by the way, the Powerball jackpot is like $700 million. There's nothing to sneeze at. What I found out this week, and I didn't know this either, is that the people that run these jackpots, run these lotteries, have fiddled with the mechanisms to make it more difficult to win. So that's why these numbers keep going up. It's more promotion. They're pretty smart. Yep. More promotion for them. More people buying tickets. More money for them to waste in the public sector. It's great, isn't it? So, meanwhile, back at the ranch.
I always think of you, Rich, when the jackpot's $1.6 billion. I go, I got to go get a ticket. And I always think of your voice saying, why waste your money on a ticket for that when you could buy one with much better odds for $7 million when nobody's won it?
Well, yeah. I mean, so you got the Powerball and the Mega Millions, right? So let's say the Mega Millions is up to $1 billion and the Powerball's like at a paltry $200 million. I'd buy the $200 million.
Well, there are all these state games, too. Like Massachusetts has cash and there's a bunch of different ways you can make $200,000-$300,000 every day.
But you know what they say? Your investment counselor, will come up to you and they will say, you know that $5 you put every week in the lotto since you were 25 years old?
Yeah.
Had you put that into your 401k or an IRA over the course of your life, it would have turned into $1 million.
And right now,
if you do $5 a week into an IRA for 30 years, you got $1 million. You hit the lottery.
And then you take that $1 million and invest in cannabis stock, and it will be...
Roll the dice, baby.
You know that one company in Canada that went public this summer, the stock went out at $17. If you put $1,000 into that right now, today, it's worth $700,000 only 5 months after the stock went public.
Yeah, when Canada legalized this week, they sold out of pot. Who knew? A? I thought they were all, like straight laced.
Their A's are going to be due right now.
A is right. A, it's 16 after. Country. The benefits of using Calitrin to lose weight. Everybody does it from time to time. Some people decide they want to go on a diet. Some people decide they want to go on a program, and they buy stuff, spend a lot of money, and they take off the pounds, and then when they're done with the program, hey, guess what? The weight comes back on again because you still like to eat ice cream and cake or whatever it is that put it the pounds there in the first place. So if you get onto the Calitrin program, this is a 30-year success story. A lot of people have not heard about it. They came to me and said, will you talk about this on the air? I said, sure, because it fills the standard of the things that I want to be able to talk about with integrity. And this being an all-natural way of losing weight, I was right there, man. The collagen, which is the protein in your body that helps keep you and your muscles the way they're supposed to be working, that's the number one ingredient in Calitrin. So I'm on board for that. It's all natural. It's all healthy. It all works. Promotes healthy, lean muscle, because that's what collagen is. That's a building block of your body. And when you get to be Rich's age, you start losing the ability to make your own collagen, so you gotta go backwards and get the supplement, and then your body will start working it again. You exercise, burn off the fat, lose the weight, stay on the program, and you will keep the weight where you want it. That's what I've done. And you can do it too. Go to toploss.com. The only way to buy Calitrin and to lose the weight is to online go to toploss.com. And use the code DJV for 10% off whatever you buy. And if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get the 4th one free. Great deal on a great product that works super well to keep the weight off once you lose it. Taking collagen through Calitrin helps stimulate your body to produce more. That's what you want. Go to toploss.com, toploss.com, code DJV for 10% off.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth. Tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Radio Countdown, the review of the big hits from the News Talk Radio world this week. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here, putting it together. Just the two of us, Richie. I want to go through the people list right now.
Ooh, okay. And maybe
we'll take a shot at some of these people talking about them. Sandra Day O'Connor and her dementia diagnosis. She's in the number 10 slot. Megyn Kelly, number 9. The fellow who's the son of Jamal Khashoggi is at number 8. And Mohammed bin Salman is number 7. He's the crown prince. Keith Ellison is 6. Ted Cruz, you're always losing when you vote for Cruising. He's running against a guy named Beto O'Rourke. I don't know much about him, but those two are tied in number 5 position. Robert De Niro is in 4. Joe Biden, 3. Recipients of the mail. The Clintons and the Obamas are number 2 and Donald Trump's number 1. So these bombs, or whatever they are, the mail bomb,
that's number one,
the pipe. Are they pipe bombs? Are they just box bombs? Whatever they are. They are pipe bombs?
Mm-hmm.
Some guy sent one of them without enough postage and it went back to him. Wherever. Did you see that? The return to sender bomb?
Well, that should make things easy.
I don't know. I'm not taking this seriously, frankly. I'm not at all. I think this is there's something about this thing that makes it seem so silly.
Let me tell you what it is. Okay. By the way, all the return addresses on them were Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
I know, yeah.
So they would have gone back to her. You've got 9 pipe bombs. None of them went off.
Mm-hmm.
They were all sent to Trump's critics,
yeah.
Progressive people. This is a stunt, whether it's by and it's working. I think it's the Russians. I think it's the Russians
really?
Playing their games again. Yeah. Trying to divide us from within.
Yeah.
And it's working because look at this week. You've got the right saying that the left is doing it as a political stunt, and you've got the left saying it's all Trump and his wacky followers that are doing it, and it's working. So I think it's the Russians sitting up in the bleachers with their popcorn going, look, we did it again. We're such suckers. People, take the hook out of your mouth.
Naive.
We are
naive.
Being played. You are being played. Yeah. Don't let them win. As my friend Gordon Liddy used to say, suckers.
The news media makes us all suckers, or maybe they're the suckers themselves.
Well, they play into it, too. Yeah, they get played.
Yeah, well, it's good for ratings. It's good for them in a manner of speaking. Speaking of good for ratings, when we next meet next weekend, it'll be the weekend before the midterm elections. So there's a week and a few days before situation gets, well, I guess it's tense now with some people. I'm looking at being able to walk up and down the street without seeing signs everywhere. You can't watch TV. The political ads everywhere on the radio, television. I said this, I think earlier, Richie. $938 million spent on advertising in just four of these congressional races. You know how much money is being spent on advertising? Great for the radio business.
Sure.
Super good for the radio business. Local radio loves this sort of thing. But at what point? I mean, look at some of these neighborhoods where the signs are up all over the place already. It's, I guess it's great sport to a point, but it's becoming
a, I was talking to a host, another host here at Radio America, Jack Berkman. He's a lobbyist,
yeah,
a registered lobbyist, and has lots of lobbyist clients, some of the biggest, you know, defense contractors in the world. And so he does a talk show, and his perspective is kind of like, you know, from the K Street perspective. And he was just talking about the amount of money that goes into elections.
Ah.
You know, when you get your congressional elections, it's $2 to $20 million. Your Senate elections, it's usually like $5 to $30 million. Presidential elections up to $1 billion nowadays.
Yeah.
And where all the money comes from, it's just nuts, the money that gets rotated out there and floated out.
Nuts. Coming up, some of the important races to sort of focus on as we continue on the Talk Radio Review. Doug and Rich at 28 past the hour.
And now, a page from the diary of Flo.
Dear diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In Pittsburgh, thousands of people gathered at the 6th Presbyterian Church for an interfaith service remembering the 11 people killed in the Tree of Life Synagogue. Among those speaking was Israel's Minister of Education and Diaspora Affairs, Naftali Bennett.
Anti-Semitism, Jew-hating, is not a distant memory. It's not a thing of the past, nor a chapter in history books. It is a very real threat. Anti-Semitism is a clear and present danger.
Vigils were held in many of their cities across the nation. Robert Bowers, who was charged with the murders, is in the hospital but is due in court on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
After the hour now, the Talk Radio Review, a weekly review, overview, if you will, of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com has the stories listed, has the people on the list that have been most discussed this week, and one of them is Mad Dog Mattis.
What's Mad
Dog? You know about him, Richie?
Yeah.
Why do they call him Mad Dog?
That was his name when he was, I guess, in battle. He got known as Mad Dog.
Defense Secretary Mattis signing an order to send 800 military personnel to the border because the troops are needed to keep out these migrants. This is the silliest thing. And what I found out this week really sort of disturbed me with regard to how people use asylum. These people, by the way, if you haven't heard the background to this, they are seeking political asylum in the United States. It's not just a mad rush for the border. It's we want asylum. We have been injured. We have been hurt. We live in a country, Guatemala, that's falling apart. We are in danger. Our lives are at risk. And apparently that's what you need to say and or prove in order to get asylum. So not only it was 4,000 at first, now it's like almost 10,000. walking 4 or 5 miles a day. They're 150 miles into Mexico, I think, at this point. This is the craziest thing. Not the craziest thing. That would be an exaggeration.
It's an invasion.
It's the craziest thing ever.
It's an invasion.
But, yeah. And we just sit here and watch it like ants coming out of an anthill. So what do you do? Now, you mean to tell me that anybody, instead of sneaking across the border, all they have to do is go up to a Border Patrol agent and say, I would like asylum in the United States of America.
Yes.
That's it. That's it. Right? Remember that scene in The Hunt for Red October? You and I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where after Vasily has given him a ping or two, and they actually get on Scott Glenn is the captain of the American submarine, and he and Alec Baldwin's character get on the submarine, the Red October, and Sean Connery is the captain of the ship, played fabulously. It was a great movie, great, great movie. And so when they're all done with their talking, the captain of the Russian ship walks over to Scott Glenn's character and say, may I present to you the Russian nuclear submarine Red October and its crew? We are seeking political asylum in the United States of America. And every time I get goosebumps now just saying it, every time I see it, that movie, isn't that, I mean, that's kind of, that's what you would think asylum is all about.
Followed by
not
the classic line, you think they'll let me drive Winnebago across Montana?
Right.
Maybe that's what these people are thinking. All they want to do is drive a Winnebago across Montana.
That's it. That's right. Good God. So in the meantime.
So there are 2,100 National Guard troops there already, and they're going to have another 800 military. But what do you do if these people rush the military? What do you do?
Trump is considering a major executive action, executive order, whatever it is, to keep the migrants. What's Mexico doing, though, is the question everybody's been asking all week. Apparently nothing. They're just letting them wander through.
They say that they tried. They say that they met them. They say that they've offered them asylum and given them 45 days to apply for asylum in Mexico. But they just keep on coming.
Yeah. All right. I was looking at some of these. I promised we'd talk a little more about the races in Nevada. Race between Republican incumbent Dean Heller. I don't even know who he is. I never heard of this guy. Do you know Dean Heller? He's been a senator for a while.
Yeah, I know who he is. I mean, I don't know much about
him. Does he make any noise? He doesn't seem to be noisy.
Not so much.
No. He's running against Jack Rosen, the Democrat. And according to the overview that I see of this, Richie, Latino voters like your wife who show up on Election Day will carry the day.
We already voted. She already voted.
She did.
My Latino wife already voted, yes.
Yeah. And what does she think? When I first met her, I think the first question in my mind was whether she was legal or not. I think I asked you that, as a matter of fact.
I snuck her across the border. she was a citizen already before.
She already
I met
was.
Her. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Anyway.
Years
okay. Let's
that.
See what else. Abigail Spanberger. Never heard of her. She was a former CIA officer, like Madam Secretary. She is going after Dave Bratt.
Oh, yeah.
In Virginia. What do you know about that?
I hear the ads.
They can flip it. Is she going to be able to flip it?
Well, remember Dave Bratt flipped it. He took Eric Cantor's spot, who was the minority whip.
Uh-huh.
And so he wasn't big. And so he's had two terms in there. So the radio ads are really hot and heavy on these two, calling each other every name in the political book. But I think he's doing okay.
Is he? All right. 16 transgender candidates on the ballot. They're not happy about the Trump administration plan to end legal recognition of their gender status. There you go. Let's see here. What are Republican Senate candidate Corey Stewart?
Yep.
What do you know about Corey Stewart?
He's a little nuts, but you know, it's a tough for us here in Virginia. It's a tough vote because Corey Stewart's just he's a little crazy, but you know,
yeah. All right, so
trigger for him.
There are. Let's see here.
But you know what, Corey Stewart?
At risk, I'm looking at the seats in the.
You know what Corey Stewart did that I liked?
No.
He was a county commissioner in the county next to us in Fairfax County, over in Loudoun County. And he was one of the first guys to go start rounding up illegals at these. You know how you get at the 7-Eleven or something like that, you'll have 10 or 15 Hispanic guys hanging out looking for day work.
Oh, yeah.
And so he started saying, okay,
same thing.
This is pretty easy. We'll send our people over to the 7-Eleven and this, you know, Burger King, wherever these people are looking for day work, and we'll start asking the day workers for their identification and their status. Mm-hmm. And he started saying, okay, well, you're not legal, so let's bring you over here and let's, you know, hand you over to the feds. And he would do that, and the feds would say, well, we can't really do anything, so you just keep them. And and he actually won a second term as county commissioner because he did that. But then he let his head get to him a little bit. He's, you know. So, but he really kind of started that whole, you know, really handing the illegal immigrants over to the feds, and the feds going, we don't have the capacity.
We don't have it. What are we going to do with them
anyway? So.
We don't have them. We don't want them. They're too good for me. There are 5 Democratic at-risk House seats and 72 Republican at-risk House seats in the election next week. And in the Senate, 8 Democrats are at risk and 5 Republicans. So looks like the Republicans have an easy way into the Senate. Doesn't look so sure or secure for them in the House.
Correct.
What's the scuttlebutt in Washington that the Republicans, in fact, will lose the House?
There is an outside chance they could keep the House, but it looks like the.
So what happens if that's the case? Who becomes the Speaker of the House?
Nancy Pelosi.
Who's the Democrat?
Nancy Pelosi.
She does?
She
again?
Speaker of the House. And there are some that say that she won't accept it, that she'll accept it just for the vindication, and then she'll, you know, retire or something like that from that position and give it to somebody else. But you would think that if Trump had to deal with the Democrats in the House, that they would try to impeach him, that they would not get any bills done. But my lobbyist friend thinks that they could do something on infrastructure. He thinks that Trump would be happy to work on an infrastructure deal with the Democrats and that they could actually get something done. And in many ways, he thinks that Trump would rather work with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats than Paul Ryan. So, I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
Well, Ryan's retiring anyway, right? He decided not to run for re-election.
Right.
What's his new job? He must have some cushy, big new job.
Oh, yeah. He'll get something in the private sector where he can spend more time with his family and make a lot more money.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it's about. Some of them like the power, so they stay there forever, and others, they take advantage of the power, and they get themselves good jobs.
It's okay. Fine. Go ahead. You did your time. Leave. Go make some money now and let somebody else in there.
Yeah.
I'd rather we did that with everyone. They should all leave.
44, that'd be nice. 44 after the hour. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen reviewing what's going on the list side of what's at Talkers Magazine, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is, talkers.com. If you would like to leave a really good impression on someone, think first about when you look at someone or when they look at you, what do you think they first look at? Most studies show that they look at your smile, no matter what sex you are, men looking at women's smile, women looking at men's smile. It's the most unforgettable feature that you have. And if you don't have perfect teeth, if they are ugly, if they are colored, if they have yellow, yunga bunga, you don't want that. So how about you try what I have tried and lots of other people, power swabs. First developed by the dentist, Dr. Martin Ginniger, he sold it to the trade. Only his fellow dentists could use, and that's what they use to brighten your teeth. Charge you $1,000 for it. Well, you don't have to do that now, because Ginniger has made power swabs a very popular, very, very popular product with the masses. And you can get your white smile back again using the product that is power swabs, which is basically it's a combination of natural patented tooth detergent and a whitening agent. That's how the stains are lifted off of your teeth. You're not going to ruin the enamel. You're going to have a tray in your mouth for half an hour. Just take the tube, snap it, take the Q-tip and rub it on your teeth. Bingo. You got whiter teeth in 5 minutes. Keep it up every week and you'll stay a beautiful smile, a wonderful, recognizable smile people will talk about. Only way to get power swabs to remove the stains on your teeth is to call 800-208-1797. Tell them you're listening to the DJV show or Doug Steffen. They'll sell you this at half price, half the retail price for power swabs, 800-208-1797. Save your smile, save your friendship, save your warmth. It's hygienist approved as well, 800-208-1797. Very, very, very good conclusion to this effort. White teeth swell. 800-208-1797. Use the code DJV. Get them at half price.
Doctor, it hurts when I check my new medical app. Well, then, don't do that. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Patients come to my office daily, carrying folders of papers, self-diagnosing ailments and diseases. After I assess them, the likely diagnosis is e-hypochondria. Misinformation prevails online, and while new electronic applications hold promise, they can be inaccurate or interpreted inaccurately. There's an app for your blood pressure to see if your kid has an ear infection and to help you diagnose anything from diabetes to exotic infectious diseases. And no, you're not chronically tired because you were bitten by a tsetse fly in New Jersey. The main problem is our inability to divorce emotion from self-diagnosis, especially when frightened and sick. That's why professionals are needed in time of crisis. Healthcare forums and apps are only tools and not a substitute for expert medical advice.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated mpg. Actual results may vary based on Wards Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
All right, you know what? This is really frustrating. I'd rather be talking about the Ice-T getting arrested in his new car, going over the speed limit on the bridge. He was driving a Bentley, and he traded that in for some kind of an Aston Martin or I don't know what is it, some fast real no a McLaren. Oh. So he's going. He goes wow. through the Easy Pass lane. And doesn't have the Easy Pass thing in his car, so he gets chased by the police. And I don't know whether they stopped him, and he was on his way to the set when he was stopped. So apparently they couldn't do the rest of whatever had to be done on Law and Order SVU with him because he was in the slammer.
Well, in a McLaren you can make up time pretty quickly, so.
Yeah, no mistake there. I'd rather drive the Bentley, though, thanks. 10 before the hour.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's moving and grooving. It's Tech Talk time, a review of the top five items this week. Victoria is out ill, so the Dougster will take care of business here. Going through the top five, starting at number five, a focus on Apple. They've released a new version of their bagel emoji in the latest update. You told me it was emoji. I say emoji, emoji. Kara, you like emoji.
You can
emoji.
Continue being wrong. I do like emoji. Or unique, however you want to look at it.
I'll be unique. Anyway, Apple announced the release. There were 70 new emoji that have been put out. And for whatever the reason, and I don't quite understand, what you can help me clarify why the bagel emoji has been something that
it's a silly controversy, but they released a picture of the bagel, and it was just a plain bagel with absolutely no toppings
cheese.
On it. No one eats a bagel like that, and so people were very upset, especially New Yorkers and Philadelphia cream cheese. And so they added a smear of cream cheese on top, and now everyone's very happy.
Ah, so let's move on then, if everybody's happy, to Prince Harry's ring, number four this week in the countdown to number one of the top items from the world of technology, a small black ring Prince Harry is wearing. It's an accessory generating a lot of speculation around the world. Source of the mysterious band is revealed this week. A health tracker getting a lot of backing. The focus from Silicon Valley is this Aura ring. It's about to gain a mass market push. Isn't that smart? Give it to somebody like the Prince, who everybody's following, and people look at that ring and say, hey, what's that? And so they're now giving this ring, apparently, to celebrities and business tycoons, athletic elites. The gadget monitors the quality of your sleep. The level of daily activity makes recommendations based on the data that come from the ring. It also monitors your heartbeat, heart rate, body temperature, that sort of thing, so you'll know if you are well or not. data from the ring transferred to your phone, and the device then, well, the ring itself, you got to put on a charger, and of course your phone's got to stay charged up for you to be able to read it. So, monitoring your health, big deal these days. Silicon Valley making a lot of products offering to track your personal data. And then where does it go? That's the question, huh? The market for this sort of thing projected to reach $76 billion next year. Chief Operating Officer for Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg, and Arianna Huffington from the Huffington Post, Media Mogul, etc., spoke about the need for quality sleep in recent recent speeches. 60 million people take some form of sleep medication. Did you know that? Whether it's all natural stuff or whether it's Ambien, that sort of thing. So this is supposed to help you monitor so you can better understand what your sleep patterns are and what you need for a better night's sleep without taking a lot of drugs. Well, good luck to them. Number three on the countdown from the world of technology, Apple's streaming television service, said to resemble Amazon Prime Video and Netflix, launching next year, featuring a mix of original programming, access to third-party services, and the ability to subscribe directly to channel packages offered by network providers, cable providers. It's like the Amazon Channels feature. One snag, though, Apple doesn't appear willing to let the software exist outside its own hardware, which may limit, in other words, you got to have an Apple device in order to use it. So far, they signed a multi-year deal with Oprah Winfrey to develop some new shows, ordered a pair of children's shows from the creators of Sesame Street, series from La La Land director Damien Chazelle, a thriller series from M. Night Shyamalan, a drama about morning show stars Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, that kind of stuff. Also reports it's working to acquire the rights for an animated film. So that's what's cooking with Amazon. I'm sorry, with Apple. Firefox, number two. Firefox 63 can block third-party cookies. The folks at Mozilla have introduced enhanced tracking protection, blocking third-party trackers to increase your privacy. That's good. I use Mozilla. I've been focused on data and privacy a lot in recent months, announcing features like having Firefox block ad tracking. For now, Firefox 63 has enhanced tracking protection. It's by default, but it gives users the option to block third-party tracking cookies and block all trackers as well. So that's good news for those of us who use that product. And the number one tech story this week, Yahoo, paying $50 million in damages for 200 million people in the U.S. and Israel who had their personal data breached. In 2013, Yahoo suffered a breach, affected 3 billion user accounts. So this is payback time. You may get $25, but listen, something's better than nothing, right? That's technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.